This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. American-born and bred and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And in the words of the great John Wick and, of course, the great general George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. You're in the right place with this show. Let me mention kind of a follow-up on something I talked about last night real quick. It's a personal note, and I just want to say it again. I asked all of you to pray last night for my great friend Steve and Charlene in Charleston, South Carolina. They were headed to the hospital. She got in the call. They were ready for bone marrow transplant. She's been in the hospital today, having it done. She'll be going back to the hospital. She's staying there for about, I think, 3 nights. And then every day she's got to go back for 2 weeks to continue. But she can go home and sleep in her bed, is what Steve told me, her husband, earlier today. But he did get a chance to watch the start of the show last night. And Steve, he showed it to Charlene, and she was crying. And she just was so touched. And she just wanted to say thank you to all of you for praying for her. Steve and Charlene in Charleston, South Carolina, say another prayer today while she undergoes her bone marrow transplant. And for the next 2 weeks, she'll be going it. And I'm telling you, prayer works. Prayer helps. Prayer makes a difference. Studies prove that people who are prayed for by strangers come out with better outcomes of surgeries and procedures, medical procedures. So pray for Wayne's friends, Steve and Charlene of Charleston, South Carolina. Great people, toughest fighter I know, 20 plus years of fighting this form of blood cancer, and it gets worse every year, and more and stronger chemo every year. And this gal, Charlene, just keeps fighting and pounding away on the treadmill every day like a warrior to fight it, and she is the greatest. And I just love and respect her, and I'm in awe of her courage. And I just ask you all to pray some more for Steve and Charlene. The more we pray, the better the outcome will be, I'm telling you, and let's make it a great outcome. And they thank you, both of them, but Charlene in particular, thanks. You saw it and was so touched that all of you would pray for her, and I know you've been doing it, so thank you. All right, so I started to talk about a few of the things I've been right about and that President Trump is right about, and it's kind of a mixture of the two, but the gun thing is mine. I keep telling Jews, I'm a Jew, I'm armed, I've got a CCW, I've got a right to carry. You've got to get armed. You can't sit around waiting for government to save you. I don't know how to make this point stronger. Did the government save you in Germany? Did the government save you from the Russian pogroms in Russia? Has the government saved you anywhere in the world from the Romans? Did the government save you from the Egyptians? Did the government save you from anybody who's ever hunted you down and wanted to kill you? No. Government's the one who's always hunting you down and killing you. So why would you like government? It's the same argument I make to black Americans. Black Americans, Jewish Americans. Why would you vote Democrat for bigger government, right? Democrat Party always stands for bigger government when throughout history you've been persecuted always by government. You shouldn't trust government. You should be Republicans from the day you're born till the day you die, because you should have a healthy, angry skepticism of government. And you should always want less government, because more government means more government bureaucrats who hate you or want to control your life or want to hurt you or destroy you or are jealous of you. Makes no sense that any Jewish person in America or any black person would be a Democrat. You should be Republican, conservative, libertarian, anti-government. So someone's listening. Gun applications up nearly 1,000% in New York Jewish community since Hanukkah. And I think that is great. As I said at the time, there's such a dichotomy to how the Jewish event went down versus the Christian event went down. 2 days apart, or maybe it was a day apart, happened bang, bang, right next to each other. Some crazy madman with a machete attacked a rabbi's house next to a synagogue where they're having a Hanukkah party. And I think it was the next day, Sunday, that some crazy maniac with a gun attacked a church in Texas, in a Dallas suburb, called a White Settlement. And the results were so different. The Jewish people, my people, had no gun, and he was carrying a machete, thank God, not a gun, or they'd all be dead. But he had a machete, so they threw tables at him and chairs at him and desks at him, and eventually ran away, and one person was stabbed badly. Another two were hurt, but not badly, I believe. But then in the incident in Dallas, Texas suburbs, the guy with the gun entered the church and killed two people, but within 6 seconds, a bunch of people shot back and killed him. And I kept pointing out to my Jewish friends, that's the model for Jews. You got to treat it like the guy in the church treated it, or the people in the church treated it. Because one guy shot the guy dead, the bad guy. One good guy shot the bad guy dead. But there were four others behind him with their guns out, ready to shoot him. So I got to, you know, again, tell my Jewish people, get armed, get armed, get armed. That was the answer in Nazi Germany. Hitler disarmed you, passed the law that said Jews couldn't own guns. And after that, they came to get you. Get armed so nobody ever thinks about coming to get you ever again. Great news that Jewish gun applications up dramatically in New York. More good news and more proof that I'm on the money. What did I talk about just yesterday? Or maybe it's 2 days ago, my commentary, but it came out in today's newspaper about the fact that Major League Baseball was punishing people that cheated. The Astros won the World Series in 17, and they cheated. They watched, they set up a camera in center field that watched the catcher giving the signs, fastball, curveball, changeup. And they had a monitor in the dugout so you could see exactly what the catcher was calling. And so they stole the signs. They knew what was coming before it came. Cheating. The Astros cheated to win the World Series. They cheated my Yankees out of the World Series. And the Astros manager fired. The Astros general manager fired. And more of the rollout of this, the fallout of this. The Red Sox manager won the World Series. Fired. Because he was part of the Astros. The Mets manager, brand new, Carlos Beltran, hasn't even coached one day yet or managed one day yet. Just got named the manager. He's fired. He was part of the scandal. Baseball's cleaning house. If you cheated, you're gone. And these guys will probably never be allowed back in baseball. Ever. And yet, when it comes to politics, Obama cheated and cheated and cheated, and the Democratic Party cheats and cheats and cheats with illegals voting and sanctuary cities. What is that if not the most incredible cheating? Open borders, going across to Mexico, congressmen, Democrat congressmen, go to Mexico and their lawyers, and they literally give advice to illegals waiting on the other side how to get into America. Is that not cheating? Is not sanctuary cities cheating? Allowing cheaters to just live among us? And giving them all kinds of welfare and then allowing them to vote? At least Major League Baseball knows how you deal with a cheater. Red Sox manager refused to visit the White House. Alex Cora is fired for cheating. Isn't that just typical of liberals? They always moralize to us, but they're the cheaters. Saul Alinsky, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. They're all cheating, they blame us. They're all lying, they blame Trump. They fact-check Trump. If you ever fact-checked Obama, every sentence coming out of his mouth was lies, fraud, and misrepresentation. But nobody ever fact-checked Obama, but they all fact-checked Trump. Every sentence, every word. Get one word wrong, you're a bad guy. And the new Mets manager out as well. And I think, you know, I said it on the show 2 days ago, and I think I mentioned it again last night. I'm challenging you, Barack Obama. You're my college classmate, Columbia University class of 83. We were classmates, both pre-law, both political science. We were born days apart, August 3rd, Obama, July 20th, myself, 1961. Graduated from the same college, same major, both pre-law. Both went into politics. And when you ran in 2008 for president, I ran as vice president on the Libertarian presidential ticket. We have so much in common. Your classmate is calling you out. You lied, you cheated, and you used the IRS to try and destroy many people, including me, because you didn't like what I was saying about you on Fox News. I had your number from day one, and you knew it. And you came after me. So you've never had a tough interview in your entire life. On the other hand, Trump, every interview, the knives are out. They're out to destroy him. Every interview, the media wants to destroy him. Every every speech, they follow every word, try and take it out of context and destroy them. Obama had a free run, a free reign and a free run for 11 years. He ran for president for 2 years. No one ever asked him a question. I mean, they even took his side against Hillary. After all, he was going to be the first black president. So everybody kissed his butt. Everybody. Nobody in the media ever dared to ask him a tough question. And if they did and he gave a BS answer, nobody ever followed up. Not once. No one ever followed up with Barack Obama. You know, like, I remember someone asked Obama about the IRS scandal. And Obama's answer was, little scandal coming out of the Cincinnati office. One office. It involved a few people. I knew nothing about it. Are you kidding me? If Wayne Root was interviewing Obama, you know what I would have said? Liar. You're a liar. You met with the head of the IRS more than the Secretary of State. You met with the IRS like 300 times in the 2 years leading up to the IRS scandal. You were plotting how to destroy conservative leaders in advance of the 2012 election. You cheated to win the election. The same way Hillary and you cheated to try and destroy President Trump and frame him with the FISA warrant. The same way you cheated to try and take the election away from Bernie Sanders in the Democrat primary. The same way you cheated in Benghazi to cover up a massive mistake by you. The IRS scandal was nothing but you meeting hundreds of times in the White House with the head of the IRS while the scandal was going on. And you met with the head of the IRS Employees Union multiple times before the scandal started. You were plotting the destruction of Wayne Root and conservatives you didn't like. Liar. So come on, Mr. Obama. Let's go. You're retired. You got nothing to do. What do? You lie on the beach in Martha's Vineyard? You travel the world where everybody kisses your, you know what? Why don't you debate me? Why don't you let me question you? Let's see the first interview of Obama's life where someone asks a tough question right here on my Newsmax TV show. The challenge is on, college classmate. What say you? Cat got your tongue?
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you everything's coming up aces. Another great day. Told you about all the things that I've been right about. If you've been listening to this show every night, watching this show every night, here's another one. Someone on the internet put out a list of all the ignorant liberals who are completely wrong about Trump's trade war with China. Every one of their presidential candidates. Bernie Sanders. It'll never work. I've gotten more texts in the last 2 days telling me they love my Bernie Sanders impressions. I'm going to ruin America, I'm telling you. I gotta. It's been the goal since the day I was born. I was born to ruin America. Not to rule America, to ruin America. That's Bernie Sanders' goal. In any case, all the ignorant liberals out there, from Bernie Sanders to Elizabeth Warren to Hillary Clinton to, I'm sure, Barack Obama, I didn't see him on the list, but I'm sure Obama made some comments somewhere the trade war could not work and that Trump's an idiot and Trump's ruining America and Trump's irrational. But it worked. We won. And don't forget, they all said you're wrong about Iran. You're going to start World War III. You're a madman. They took Iran's side. They defended the murdering, torturing general. By the way, do you know that General Soleimani, in addition to, it seems, it appears, allegedly, plotting terror attacks around the world in the next few days, they killed him. In addition to that, he killed over 600 American troops. In addition to that, he maimed thousands of American troops. But separate from all that, just back in November, did you know that he killed 1,600 Iranian peaceful protesters? 1,600. They shot them dead like dogs in the streets. And what's really impressed me in the last few days is the people of Iran. See, we're all led to believe in America. Everybody's bad, and oh my God, it's a Muslim country. They must be bad. They love America. They love us. They love Trump. They hate their leaders. They hate the mullahs. They hate the Ayatollah, and they hated Soleimani. And now that the bully's been killed by Trump, this unleashed the animal spirits of the Iranian people to go after their own leaders. They're in the streets, and they're speaking up, and they have videos of them refusing to step on or stomp on an American flag, or how about this, they won't stomp on an Israeli flag. They want peace, and they want prosperity. Trump is right. It's what he offered North Korea, too. He offered to the people prosperity. You could have gleaming cities that look like Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles, you know, where it's got docks and boats and yachts. And that's what he offered them, man. Your whole country can look like Beverly Hills meets Marina Del Rey. Instead of you starving to death because of one maniac leader. Same thing in Iran. Trump is unleashing the animal spirits of capitalism all over the world. Soon you're going to hear people marching in North Korea. Of course, they'll be killed, like those people that Soleimani killed. The leaders are vicious, terrible people. But the people are great. They want to come to the United States. They want to make peace with the United States. They want to be partners with the United States. People want to be like the Israeli people, friends with the United States, not enemies. Trump was right about everything. Trump was right about Iran. Trump was right about China. Trump was right about the border, massive, horrible crisis on the border, and bad people coming across. Trump was right about the economy, the stock market, everything flying, jobs, wages. Trump was right, right, right. And sure enough, in lockstep with what I'm saying, the U.S. Senate today, on the same day they're taking up Trump's impeachment trial, they passed Trump's USMCA, United States, Mexico, Canada agreement, trade agreement. On that same morning, Democrats walked the impeachment papers to the Senate. The Senate passes the USMCA. Now keep in mind, Trump signed it in 2018, November 28, 2018. Nancy Pelosi kept it under lock and key for a year. And finally in December, the House finally approved the deal and Pelosi tried to take credit for it. And the Senate passed it today. And it's expected to create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And it's not Pelosi's trade deal. It is Trump's trade deal. Donald Trump does it again. And finally, two more messages here. How much time we have left? About a minute? Trump was right. An Israeli, the Israeli UN ambassador, says General Soleimani of Iran was planning attacks on U.S. embassies and U.S. assets. Trump didn't make it up. Trump wasn't exaggerating. He didn't make it up out of whole cloth. Danny Danon, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, or to me, the Israeli ambassador to the U.N., excuse me, said absolutely Soleimani was planning attacks and funding attacks on U.S. embassies and U.S. assets in the region. And by the way, is everybody asleep? The Baghdad embassy of the United States was under attack only days before Trump took out Soleimani. And that was the Iraqi embassy in Iraq. And the Iranians were the ones behind it. And they wanted to turn it into a massive hostage situation. Trump didn't let it become Benghazi. Great job, President Trump.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump,
President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89 to 10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 267 points to finish at 29,297. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I saw the on my call screen that lots of callers were ringing. Call screen was ringing like crazy. You guys were ringing in. We only take calls on Fridays, so tomorrow is D-Day. I'll take your calls tomorrow, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Mark it down and give me a ring tomorrow on the air, whether you're watching on Newsmax TV or listening on USA Radio. Call day is Friday. Root for America is my website. RootWall.com is my project. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. It's the best way to reach me. I love getting emails from all of you, especially during the show. I get so many emails that I read during the show. And, of course, you can find me at Twitter, at Parler, and at PolitiChatter. But the one that is turning out to be the brightest star at all three of them, you just go to @RealWayneRoot, @REAL, Real Wayne Root, at Twitter, at Parler, at PolitiChatter. But you know who's turning out to be heads and tails above the rest, the big superstar, the Babe Ruth, the Hank Aaron of that whole Facebook, Twitter, social media, Silicon Valley world, is PolitiChatter. And I bring this up, I got to tell you a little story. I told it a few times in the last week, and I'll tell you again. So in the last 3 years that I've been on national TV, my own show, an hour a night on Newsmax, I haven't gained like one single person at Twitter. I haven't gained one single person at Facebook. Okay, matter of fact, I've lost people. I was at 120,000, I believe it was, at Twitter when I got a national TV show, and now I'm at just under 80,000. How did that happen? Well, you know, Twitter hates me. Twitter hates conservatives. Twitter's banning and shadow banning and censoring conservatives. So I actually lost people, and I never gain anyone. As a matter of fact, they make sure if I gain one, I lose one. If I gain one, I lose one. So I can't move up one. So a guy comes along named Steve Messing of PolitiChatter, and he calls me and says, you know, we think you're great, and PolitiChatter isn't conservative, it's not liberal, it's not any of the above. It's just a place where it's kind of a Twitter meets Facebook, and we just allow everybody to speak. And if you're liberal, you can speak. If you're conservative, you can speak. We're not banning or censoring or shadow banning anyone. We have total freedom at PolitiChatter. And we're going to put you up, and you're going to grow so fast. And so they put me up a month ago. Now it's been about a month. And I started out at zero fans and followers, and now I'm at 136,000. In 1 month, I gained 136,000 followers. At Twitter, in 3 years, I gained zero. Is that not proof what's going on at Twitter? That they have a vendetta against Wayne Root and an agenda against conservatives and conservative heroes? People of courage on the right are blotted out by Twitter and Facebook. So my guest right now is Steve Messing, who's the co-founder of PolitiChatter. PolitiChatter.com. I encourage everybody to go to PolitiChatter and sign up and get on Wayne Root's page where you hear my thoughts about politics all day long. The slogan is no political censorship, no shadow banning, no algorithms, no jail time, no kidding. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, I called in for a different reason, but yeah, you nailed it, and thank you for the awesome plug.
All right, so you are on the line tonight because you started to tell me a story last night, and I said, you know what, let's get you on the show. And the story was that you live on ad revenues because you charge people nothing to join, just like Twitter, Facebook, right. Doesn't cost to join, but you make money based on the traffic and the ads.
We don't take people's personal thing. It only takes an email to join. So the ad revenues is when you see ads on the thing, and if somebody clicks on it and sees a product they like, then they click on it, and they would take them to that, and we get paid by the ad revenues. You're exactly correct.
All right, and so PolitiChatter was using a company called AdSense, and it looks like AdBlade, and they both have pulled their ads from your site. Do I have that right?
Yes, because we were, Google Ads, by the way, that's Google AdSense, by the way.
Google AdSense, okay, Google AdSense,
yeah,
got it.
Who also controls our algorithms in their search engines as put the kibosh on us, basically, and pulled the plug on us there. Now, Adelaide came in behind, did the same thing, because we're running too much political content. Too much political content.
Does anyone pull ads from, say, the New York Times, who runs tons of liberal content, from the Washington Post's website that runs tons of liberal content? How about from Huffington Post, which is a liberal website? How about from MoveOn.org? I mean, all of these liberal ones, nobody's pulling their ads, are they?
No, and it's insane, and it's biased, and we know it, and we're a non-biased platform. Anybody with any political leaning, I don't care if you're a Bernie bro or a Trumpian, everybody's welcome. We do not silence anybody, and we want you to speak out on your beliefs. No, you know, hey, let the discourse happen. Let the chips fall where they may, but we're never going to lean on anybody like Twitter or Facebook does. We're just going to let it fly.
And I've said for years now, Steve, that Twitter and Facebook are shadow banning me, and that, you know, I get notes all the time from fans who say, I can't find you on Twitter. Your messages used to be on my page. Now I have to go to you to find them, and I don't feel like every morning waking up and thinking I'm going to Wayne Root. They just want to see my messages, my posts on their homepage. Doesn't happen
anymore. I know
anymore.
They are.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you what, I found a neat thing. Our IT guy got on it tonight, and we've got some really exciting news. Because
okay.
The one thing I hear a lot of is people say, well, when Donald Trump jumps over to PolitiChatter, then I'll move. But I joined Twitter to follow Donald Trump. Okay. Well, we found a way that we have his tweets, your tweets, Joe Pag's tweets and our tweets in real time on our sidebar now, so you don't have to log on to Twitter. You don't have to patronize Twitter anymore. There's no excuses anymore. So now everybody can go onto PolitiChatter and see those tweets in real time, not on a fan page, in real time as they happen on our homepage on the sidebar. There's a big stream of them, and you just got to scroll down. And you'll see it tonight because I'm doing a test to see if we can get you more Twitter followers based on that. Or if they can't, maybe they'll see your tweet on our sidebar. And if they have a Twitter account, they'll go out and tweet and try to tweet you into the Tweetosphere, whatever they call it, Twittersphere, and see how bad the shadow banning is, because we are shadow banned, and we know you are.
Well, first of all, let's make this clear. We know I am, because in 3 years, I'm national TV with a one-hour show 5 nights a week. I added no one at Twitter, never. Every time I went up 1,000, I went down 1,000. Up 2,000, down 2,000. Up 10, down 10. They made sure I never gained one person, one net person. And then we go to your site, and I gain 136,000 fans in a month? If that's not proof, I don't know what is.
And since you joined PolitiChatter, your Twitter following has actually gone down by 500 people. We've noticed it. Okay, now wait. Now what's up with that?
Twitter is a bunch of frauds, clearly. Clearly, the social media world hates Republican conservatives and wants to try and destroy us, clearly. But they can't just kick me off because they know that would create a stir. So they just make sure I never gain a person. I lose a few, I gain a few, I lose a few. They'll let me gain back 500 probably soon, you know. But it'll be exactly even 10 years from now. But on your side, I'll be at 2 million 10 years from now. Actually, I may be at 2 million at the end of the year. I may be 10 million 10 years from now.
We caught Google and Bing red-handed, and they shut down our reach. So all of a sudden, your amount of people, new followers, went down because no one is seeing our site in the search results.
Wow.
So now we are going to bat. We've got a lawyer retained, and we are going after Google, and we are going after Bing in real time, because we are calling them out for exactly what they're doing, and they're trying to shut down free speech.
Right.
And it
Very
doesn't
clear.
Matter if it's conservative or liberal, cutting down free speech has got to stop. It's the Internet, it's a free base, and everybody should be able to speak what they want And we want that to happen here.
Now, let me point something out, Steve. I want to point something out. It's very important for everybody to understand this. It's getting impossible for conservatives to make money. And if conservatives can't make money, they can't make donations to conservative candidates and conservative causes. And meanwhile, the liberals are fed all the traffic, and they make all the advertising money, and the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams and the YouTubes have founders that are worth billions and billions and billions of dollars, tens of billions, and they give millions to liberal political causes. And if you're a conservative and you found a site that is like the alternative to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you won't make any money because Google shuts you off. Bing shuts you off. Everybody bans you and shadow bans you. There's no money to be made. And so all the conservatives are cut off, and all the money in this country goes to liberals, and that's why liberals are out fundraising conservatives. It's terrible. It's just terrible. Steve, we got to run. Steve, we have to run. The music's on. I got to get going. Steve Messing's co-founder, Politi Chatter. I urge every person watching to right now go to politichatter.com. P-O-L-I-T-I Chatter. C-H-A-T-T-E PolitiChatter.com. Join, get yourself a page, and then join the Wayne Root fan page. And we will make a difference without Google, without Bing. Thank you, Steve. All right, Newsmax TV. Headed to a quick break, but I want to make sure I tell everybody about the sponsor of my show, because, again, it's how conservatives make money. Dr. Joe Williams, big fan of the show, big conservative, and the number one hair replacement doctor in Vegas, probably in America, maybe in the world. He's had people who are presidents and kings come to see him from all over the world and all over the country, and he gives them free Vegas vacations, and when they leave, they look young again and their hair's thick again. The guy's amazing. Stay tuned for the message. Dr. Joe. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I want to tell you a story that will warm the cockles of your heart. The FBI, ICE, and the Department of Justice Inspector General are investigating Ilhan Omar for possible student loan fraud and immigration fraud. Here's another one I've been telling you about for months on television, months on radio, that this woman's a fraud. She may have gotten into the United States with fraud. She lied about marrying her brother. She said it was her husband. It was her brother. So she got him in the country illegally. She may be involved in tax fraud. We'll see. I never have my hopes up too high. You know why? Because Democrats get away with everything. Because Democrats control the government of the United States of America. You find me a government bureaucrat of any department, they're a Democrat. And so even though they're under a Republican President Trump, it doesn't matter. They're all Democrats. And they're dirty. And they're dogs. Some of them. Not all of them, obviously. There's some very nice people in government. But there are some dogs, man. There are some bad ones. There are some ones who are just out to ruin this country, or just ruin conservatives, or ruin Republicans, just like that interview I just did. Social media wants to ruin conservatives. Can you imagine I've gone from zero to 133,000 fans in a month? So theoretically, 2 months from now, I'll have 250,000 fans, and 4 months from now, I'll have, you know, 4, 5, 6 months from now, certainly I'll have 1 million fans. At the end of a year, I could have 2 million fans, and at Twitter, zero. How's that possible? Can you explain that other than fraud? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you're involved in fraud, man. You are purposely censoring. You're burning books. Censoring conservatives' ability to earn a living, ability to get their message out. You're fixing elections in favor of Democrats. Google's the worst one of all of them, by far. The worst instigator of this problem is Google. They, you know, listen, I have friends who tell me, oh, and Apple's terrible, and Yahoo's terrible. I have friends who tell me their news feed from Apple. Every single story is a negative story about Trump. And they factor out all the good stories about Trump. So if you really believe the BS touted at Apple, or at Google News, or at any Yahoo News, you don't even know that Trump does great things every day, and you only see the bad things, and they're taken out of context and exaggerated. They're not even true. They're lying. They're fake news. But maybe occasionally he does do something wrong. Maybe occasionally he makes a mistake. Maybe occasionally a policy fails. So 7 out of 10 work, and they only show you And they only show you the 3 that didn't work. And I'm trying to tell you on this show every night, educate you and empower you about the 7 that worked that made America great again. I don't worry about the failures. Do you know the first book I ever wrote was called The Joy of Failure? The Joy of Failure by Wayne Allyn Root. Go to Amazon. And I wrote another book very similar called The Power of Relentless. Nationwide number one bestseller, according to C.O. Reed. Number one. According to Steve Forbes, the billionaire who runs the Forbes magazine and the Forbes empire, he named it as one of his 8 favorite books of the year. Powerful book, exciting book, he said. Wayne Root gets you motivated to run through a wall. And the point of The Power of Relentless and the point of The Joy of Failure was that failure doesn't matter. If you go out of 10 times and you fail 7, all that matters is the 3 that worked and the lessons you learned from the 7 that didn't. All great businessmen know that. Anyway, back to FBI, ICE, and Department of Education investigating Ilhan Omar. Congressman Omar, under heavy fire from the conservative media over her many scandals, including marry your own brother to defraud U.S. immigration, tax fraud, identity fraud, and recently an affair with a married man. The guy she had an affair with was her own campaign consultant, and her campaign paid him over $200,000 to her married lover. And most of this reporting comes from one great conservative journalist named David Steinberg. He's been reporting on Ilhan Omar for a couple of years now. And he says she may have committed the worst crime spree in U.S. congressional history. 3 government agencies now looking into her case. FBI, Department of Education, Inspector General, and ICE. Steinberg handed the FBI's evidence against Ilhan Omar, and they found it compelling enough to share it with 2 other agencies. The Department of Education Inspector General is considering evidence that Ilhan married a UK citizen, perhaps to commit student loan fraud or other education fraud. ICE is considering evidence that Omar married a UK citizen who was also her own brother to commit immigration fraud. Steinberg says, according to evidence he has gathered, Ilhan Omar likely committed dozens of felonies in the course of sustaining this fraud. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch, also that's a good friend of mine, Tom, also demanded an investigation into Ilhan Omar. Substantial, compelling, and to date unrefuted evidence has been uncovered that Representative Omar may have committed the following crimes in violation of federal law and Minnesota state law: perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, state and federal tax fraud, and federal student loan fraud. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Good stuff, Tom. Stay on top of the case. See, these guys are the investigators, the bulldogs. You know what my job is? I don't investigate. My job is to report like Paul Revere. You know? Ilhan Omar's a criminal. Ilhan Omar's a criminal. Ilhan Omar's a criminal. I'm out there to give you the warnings. Obama, bad guy. Bad guy. Committed all kinds of fraud, all kinds of lies, all kinds of misrepresentation. Ripped off the American people. Let's hold them accountable. I tell you about it. I don't do the investigating. That's for bulldog investigative reporters. I'm more of a town crier mixed with a pitch man and a salesman. All right, coming up next, My Doctor Suggests message is coming up. Cold and flu season's here. Silver, the best defense you'll ever find against colds and flu. Stuff's worked miracles for me. Here it comes.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.